Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Let's Shred the Balance Sheet.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, repays you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father, who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you. Sometimes, hearing this passage, one can get caught trying to analyze something akin to an economy of grace bank statement. We can be distracted, attempting to balance it as one would a checkbook. Let's not do that. Rather, let us recall what we are learning as we are sitting at Jesus' feet this whole week since Sunday. We saw his heart moved by the reality he was seeing, the reality he found he was in the midst of, and he responded by doing what he could. He shared his power with the others to drive out the demons, to cure every disease, and to proclaim the reign of God is at hand. Sitting at his feet, we learn to let our hearts be moved. Then, and only then, the head can act in righteousness. The heart, God's heart, isn't a bank account. This is why and how we hand over the cloak as well as the tunic, or turn the second cheek after the first. Because there's no reconciling a balance sheet. Mercy is not transactional. Mercy is transformative. There's nothing about balance in mercy, is there? Isn't mercy all about generosity, abundance, abundance of life, of peace, of joy? The sun's rising on all, the good and the bad. The rain is soaking the earth for the good and the bad. These aren't because of merit or deserving, innocence, guilt, perpetrator, victim. No, no, no. These are the righteous deeds we learn as we sit at Jesus' feet. They are manifestations of the heart of mercy. whether we are giving alms from our abundance or our need, or praying out of concern or praise or seeking forgiveness or wanting to provide bread for others or for ourselves, or whether we are fasting, knowing that sitting at Christ's feet, we see Him and His resolve to be mercy, we too get caught in that rushing river that is the relationship He has with His Father. So intense a relationship as we listen and watch that we catch on. We get caught in the river of life and love between the two of them, and we realize it's hard to know where Jesus ends and Father begins, or where His Spirit blows and all three breathe. Sitting at Jesus' feet today, let us resolve to let go of what others may see or how they interpret, to lighten up from the gloomy and the serious, and to long for the space where we can simply close the proverbial door of heart, mind, soul, and pray with all our strength that we might learn that there's no balance sheet required, and that the reign of God really is at hand.